being reindeer.
Yeah.
Because obviously you cannot go pretty much further.
Is it humanity?
Yes, humanity. I was in vegetation, bio-succession. So that is why wherever possible I eat them not for long time, a day or two or three, I'll eat the most. Share our spiritual food together.
So my hospitality is concerned, according to Vedic culture, Indian homes were open for everyone, even for the enemies. Griham satram api praptam vishvasyam akutubha. If one gets an enemy at his home as guest, he should receive him in such a way that the man would forget about his enmity with him. Griham satram api praptam vishvasyam akutubha. So these are primarily human behavior. Even without any understanding of spiritual values, they are expected to behave nicely.
Yes, sir. It is very easy to love someone who loves you. But real purified selfless love is to radiate it without any discrimination,
yeah,
both to the person who loves,
yeah,
and who does not love. That's real hospitality.
Yeah. That is, that I said, Griham Sastrum Api Prat. Even one guest and any, he should also receive.
He's come to your place and treat him with all the respect, yeah, and courtesy and that loving kindness.
From Mahabharata you can understand that when Bhima, Arjuna and Krishna went to Jarasandha to fight with him, enemy. So in the daytime they were fighting like enemies. And at night, Krishna, Bhima, and Arjuna were guests in the house of the same Jara.
Yes.
Yes. At night they are guests, they are talking very friendly and there is no enmity. But in daytime, they will fight.
Yes. Gautama the Buddha, whom I follow, who is my teacher, a poor man came and he found him thanking, asking him, what's the trouble? Oh, I want to use that you are. Here, I want to see you. And the Buddha found that not only has he run, he asked him, when did you last have a meal? He said, it was quite a few days ago. He said, we cannot preach on empty stomachs. Ananda, give this man a good meal before he could come to me. And this fine virtue of hospitality, much as we have treasured in the past, when people leave their shores, they are inclined to forget this. I've been addressing various groups. I do not confine myself to Buddhist groups only. Whatever group was interested to foster some understanding, goodwill and peace, I addressed. I said three things that many people forget when they are in their countries are, first, the staring smile. Secondly, hospitality. Thirdly, they become ashamed of their own culture because many are strangers of their own cultures. I had that time opportunity before coming to Southampton I addressed some people from Sri Lanka, and there were some people from Canada as well, at Montreal, and I find it myself. In this light, I find almost all the teachers that come from that part of the world and their followers are trying to do our education over what you want. And if people get together, be together, and have meals, but I don't even
devotees, they have not been separately instructed about hospitality. But because the devotees of the Lord, this hospitality automatically they learn. Jashyati bhakti bhagavati akhinjana sarvai gunai tattva samapati sura. If one becomes perfectly a devotee of the Lord, all the good qualities of demigods manifest automatically. The hospitality is also a good quality. So, out of many good qualities, this is one of them. So the devotee, they are automatically well behaving to the guests, newcomer. On account of the advancement in Krishna consciousness. Because a Krishna conscious person takes everyone, not only human being, but even animals, insects, trees, birds, bees, everyone, living entities, as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So it is their duty to behave well with all living entities, not only the human being, but also even the animals. Ahimsa. Amanusam Madambitam Ahimsa Khanti Adam. The Ahimsa preached by Lord Buddha. That is also one of the qualifications of devotee. Amaruttam Adambitam Ahimsa. That is spiritual poverty. So, we are preaching, every religion preaches, but people do not follow. The Christian religion also preaches Ahimsa, thou shalt not kill. But they do not follow.
Yes, we as followers of the Buddha take it from this angle. That mental process, which is normally subject to lobha, dosha and moha, we have to purify this mental process from these defilements and substitute liberality with loving hospitality, loving kindness and wisdom. It's not only a process of purifying, it is parallel purpose of bringing goodwill. According to us, if we know to live together, meet together in a cooperative spirit, we are not going to violate the five fundamental precepts, starting with Panam Pata Yermani Sikkhapadam Samadhyam, that is not to cause any hurt to any mentally conscious living being. And Ahimsa Paramo Dhammo, non-violence is the highest righteousness. And from this can come so much good. If we love each other, we express that love in its purest form by sharing. And if we share, we're not going to steal anyone, anything from someone else. We're not going to commit adultery. We're not going to say lies. and you're not under the influence of Papa, except you are. So that's the purification process, which is really, really powerful, not only for oneself, but the society in which he lives. So this is where I emphasize this virtue, and wherever I go, I try to, with the limitations of time and transport.
Well, you're staying here.
That can become a little difficult because it's difficult. We didn't know these ashrams and became gay. The Guru Nanak temple people made arrangements for our transport. We were staying with them for 1 week and they looked after us really, and they made arrangements for our transport to come here. Some people were coming on some other business, so they got us. So it was not much time. So we met a person in the street and we told them that we are looking out for a place to stay. And that person said, well, it's difficult here. Then I asked about two or three. And he had some addresses and they were far away. Then we met a friendly gentleman who was just reversing his car. He smiled. He said, well, could you tell us a small place to pitch a tent? We had a small tent. He said, for a day or two. He asked me how long is it? Just to find some breathing space at least. So we have pitched a small tent in a private car. That's somewhere I mean, this weekly.
Where is it?
That's by the river.
It's quite far away.
So last night we stayed there. Is that there on the western side?
Yes,
west four.
Is it northern? Or southern? It's northern. We are also guests of last two days. Do not know much about
it. Much about it is here. I was here in 1952. At sunrise, you see as well. We traveled 18 years in nearly 100 countries, trying to give a little goodwill. Of course, I'm just one man, and within the capacity of one person, like this boy joined me in New Zealand about 1.5 years ago. Few bridges are being made. The reason that it's not linked, according to our scales, the purpose of religion, the purpose of religion, should be whatever you. And if you need that, there will be less dukkha and more shanti, more peace. There is an awakening in almost all these parts. I was even in East European countries, from Sofia right up to Moscow. Even there, I carried all the books, the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, Buddhist books. At the frontier, they opened the books. I had all these books with me. Ramayana, Vedas, something from Egypt, Confucius, Lao Tse. They opened. They looked. They put them back. Not one question is asked. And that very police officer was passing my passport. I saw him in the restaurant. He called me. Because I had an old photograph which I had taken when I was traveling. That 20 years I didn't take it seriously. So he said, this is not you. First, before I met him in the restaurant, I said, technically you may be right, because we are changing every moment. So it's not myself. But after some time, he passed my passport, and then I went to the restaurant where I saw him. He said, he called me. He said, formerly, I was an officer, now you are my friend. What do you eat? Then he asked the waitress to come bring you a very fine meal, the best you can offer in the restaurant. I said, that's very kind. Then she said, I'll bring you meat and all that, made a list in a note. I said, please give me all the meat. I said, you're vegetarian. What do you eat? I said, all vegetables. If you have rice, it's good. Oh, bring him a vodka. Vodka. I told him I don't need that. I know. What you eat and what you drink. So, yes, what is it? What's the matter with you? Nothing wrong. I'm quite healthy. And thing I follow is Buddha, offer to say is non-violence to all mentally conscious beings. And that's the reason why you follow this. You miss this cheap, don't you? I said, I miss nothing. If one wants to have vegetables prepared, so there are so many ways of preparing it. Help you, and if one wants this, it will be even more tasteful. All right. Bring him as many vegetables. And what can you drink? Beer? I said, no. Fruit drinks, if you have. You are not giving me anything. I want to pay. He wouldn't allow me to pay, and he paid. Those people are kind here. And from the time I got went across, I could talk to anyone without any restriction. I could discuss religion with farmers, factory workers, doctors, lawyers, who might be in the court of mind, and they were getting interested because people who have not seen materialism, they are very crazy for it. But once they have it, and it is beginning to be a surfeit, and divorces and suicides and other troubles increase, nervous cases, they think, oh, now there's a vacuum sitting in. So, they are interested. I was in every East European country. They never tried to tamper with my books or my talks. Because I didn't organize any public talks, I didn't need to attend. Then Czechoslovaks, Hungarians, very warm-hearted people, they are in the classes there. And I met quite a few Hungarians outside who refer to yoga. Then Romanians, Yugoslavs, Bulgarians, they are friendly people. Swamiji, have you been there in Eastern European countries?
I have been in Moscow.
Moscow? The friendly people. Have you come back here?
Yes, sir.
It is a world which is shrinking.
The government is against spreading religious.
Well, not so strict now as they pass, because the word religion has been used as an accounting by people. The religious institution was kissing the state, and the state was kissing.
But I was in the airport, the custom clearance, as soon as they saw my book, Bhagavad Gita, they called police.
I was not getting ready.
The police were shot.
I was wondering whether they would have asked me whether I am bringing narcotics, the religion, the heart of the heartless, soul of the soulless, the opiate of the masses. So I had been marks before I left my country. I really thought they would ask me, but no such question was asked. And now she was when I was leaving the Soviet Union. They again opened my books, you see, and put them back, one book. And officer kept one book. I don't know what it is. All right. He closed the suitcase, did not put this book, and he comes behind me and says, could I have this book? I said, you see, I have even notes in the book. What do you want that book for? So kindly, return it to me, please. He will return it, he follows. And he says, please let me have it. I asked him, what do you want this book really for? I have studied Buddhism from the Northern School, and I would like to know something about the Southern School of Buddhism. I said to him, you can give this one. I didn't get an address. But he won't give it to me. Please let me have it. I said, all right, good health and peace to you. You can have it. Hungary is a very warm-hearted people. Very warm. And Swamiji, you generally spend more of your time here?
Yes, generally in family life. Law families. And also, you know,
you went to Hare Krishna in Los Angeles, or did you meet your conference in prison? Yes. Can you remember they were to cover car and when you were coming there, they were waving to us? I think the world is shrinking, not that many continents are going down to the sea, but people are worrying about the place. I think the more we start thinking about the one world rather than the barriers and get together and meet together and talk together in a spirit of loving kindness, with tolerance, radiating our love always, I think this is the only way I know of. And people are getting interested in the universities and other high schools. Not still by the millions, but certainly by the hundreds and thousands. And that's good enough for a start.
Some of our books, the selected textbooks in many colleges and universities. Hmm. You have seen our books?
I've seen some of them, not all of them. But I meet these boys and girls, and I see that book about
our, this book, Nectar of Devotion, that is, study book in the Temple University, rather. Similarly, our Krishna book. And what are the books? The special Krishna book and Nectar of the Book. Bhagavad Gita, as it is. We consider Lord Buddha also as the incarnation of God.
Yes, I know that. Of course, on this day, the difference of view between the Orthodox Buddhists and that thinking. Because during the earlier days of Buddhist preaching, there was a difference of opinion. And the Brahmin sections fell into various categories. Some of them were not very friendly. Others accepted quite a few of their thinkings. And a third section led by people like Sargupta and Moggallan's son Moggallan, they became followers as well. And of course, so many things are incorporated, calm, cold, low, fish, abhimam. They are very similar to the teachings of the Buddha, and they are very progressive. because love is at the root of our problems. Tanhaya jayate soko, tanhaya jayate bhayak, tanhaya vipamikasa nakti soko, tuvan. Greed is the cause of suffering. Greed is the cause of fear. Remove this greed where is the suffering, there is the fear. And of course, being tolerant and understanding, managing Banumakadis customs, we cannot eradicate all grief overnight, but certainly we can start reducing this greed. Reduce. And then, that's the only way to purify the mind. Also, such a society, we are really being reduced. We give it to the peaceful society. Simple living, high thinking and high practice. That's the cornerstone of our blessings. Multiplication of so many dhammas called national output. Flying to the moon and not going into one's mind. And producing these things and calling them. What is
sometimes we find that peaceful living is visible in an animal society. Just like the cows. They're very peaceful. There are other animals, dogs, and other, they fight. But again, some thousands of dogs, they live very peacefully. Birds also, just like the swans, they live very peacefully. So, it is at the highest goal of life to live peacefully, because there is also found in animal society. Is there the perfection of life?
Yes, man has to ask himself this simple and straightforward question. What really does he want to put his life to? Does he want suffering or peace?
Suffering, of course, nobody wants.
That's
it. But in this material world, even if you become peaceful, does it mean that you are out of suffering? I don't think.
Well, I've been asking in all these universities, high schools, and almost all the universities, what is the purpose of the so-called modern education? What is the purpose? If so, kindly define this purpose. Have people taught on this? I just gave a broadcast at Southampton here before this day. Not many people appear to have seriously considered this question. Is it to fly to the moon? Is it to be a food taster or a noise lover? Or is it to build dreams and castles in the air? Or to soak oneself in the whirlpools of karma, sensuality? What is this life for? What is our education for? No one here. Very, very few people have appeared to
say. No, there is no end of the education. There is only end is economic development.
That's right.
That means bad standard of self-care.
The more material jobs people can produce, that's supposed to be the educated person. And I told them, directly and indirectly, your systems, which have transplanted the well-type systems, especially of India, has created a catastrophe. We have made mistakes in the past, but we profited by them and evolved a successful educational system that taught the individual how to be self-peace within himself, mentally and physically, within his family, within his relations, society, nation and the world. And today, that system has been overtaken by this materialistic system. One calls himself materialist geography, another camouflages just under the name of religion. That's the only difference by law in these two systems in the West. That's the only difference, and I told them. I said, we want peace, shanti, shanti, shanti. And we know the danger of playing with the fire of all on materialism, which is throwing its tentacles into any part of society. Divorces, nervous cases, mental cases, cancers, suicides, family life is breaking. And it reminds me of Gibbon's writing about the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. And all those symptoms are here in this so-called, so-Christian civilized culture, that is the word so-called. And this mind.
But what remedy you have suggested?
Reduction of greed and substitution of liberality. There's no other remedy. Because greed causes the rat race. Greed causes the loss. But if we reduce this and the reduction parallel followed by simple living, high thinking and high practice, there is no other remedy. Whatever religion a man follows, if they get involved in this rationalism, materialism, war is inevitable. Whether for a stretch of water or land. But if men live a simple life, this Mother Earth can be made to produce everything that is necessary. Soya beans are a very fine substitute for meat. And if they do not damage the crust of the earth, and if they scientifically control her, scientifically, not by just tools, which are dangerous.
What is that, scientifically?
It's the control of the tools.
Ramachandra.
And some more I am not
greediness. That's a good suggestion that you reduce your greediness. But unless they get a substitute, they cannot. That is the difficulty.
Yes. The substitute is, according to us, we point out, the difference between the sensual fleeting pleasures, which is not quite a power, it is no pleasure in that, but it's pain and suffering. In the renunciation of greed is fleeting delight. And when a man enjoys delight, that's incomparably better and lasting, more.
According to Vedanta philosophy, every living entity is searching after delight. Anandamaya Vyasa. By nature, a living entity is delightful. But he has been powered by this temporary material powering. And therefore, his delightedness is full heart. So, our philosophy is Krishna consciousness. Philosophy Param Vishran Gartha. If you give him better delight, then he can give up this inferior delight, some material delight. Otherwise, simply by instructing that you give up this, it will be difficult.
That's right. One has to. Sabba Bhapatsa Adharana. Kusalasya Upatampada Sachitta Pariyodapanam Itam Buddham Sasana. Abstain from the unwholesome, the source of all our problems and suffering, lower, lower, more. Kusalasya Upatampada. Practice the virtues. That is, when the mind is rooted in aloha, there is non-greed, liberality, good hospitality, adosha, non-hatred, evil, all loving kindness, amoha or panya or wisdom, and vani. When one is only noble for thought, right understanding, right thinking, right speech, right bodily action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration, there is that oozing joy and delight. And that is the final substitute. Man, because of avidya, had not tasted delight. Because of his weakness, they thought, moksha.
Yes.
That it was here in this earth when they died in sensualities.
We are therefore presenting Krishna, the most delightful creature. So, chanting and dancing before Krishna, taking his prasada and practicing delightful nature, awakening. The delightful all success, Krishna consciousness. So, this is taking practical step. All these European, American boys, Canadian, Africa, they are becoming delightful. And if they realize they are chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam. Atas Krishna Navadi Abhavet Jayam Indriyas Seva Mukhi Vibhava Swami Uspurabhai. He cannot understand God by your brilliant senses. So, the senses are to be purified. And that purification begins Seva Mukhi by engaging with God, Jiva, a delightful attribute of the surpasses. So, practically, they are getting results. These while they were very morose, but now they are very delightful. Simply by following this method, engaging this dharma in the service of Krishna. Dharma has got two business, tasting and chanting vibrating. So they are vibrating. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Lord Deva. And tasting Krishna prasad. And you are practically saying that they are becoming delightful. Feeling very happy, preaching all over the world. I started this movement alone in 1966, but this boy, inexperienced boy, having no spiritual training, they are trained up in their own way. Meeting is success, interpretation. And they gave up all these values. And delightfully, they are going to any part of the world and taking this study. And you are meeting with success. It is not that I have gone every place. It is not possible. I am old man. So I give them direction. Just like this one. It is a clear step. The husband and wife, they are organizing in general. They have bought 4 or 5 branches in Germany. They have published this record and so many books and literature. But we can keep the movement, even though conducted by inexperienced young men, but they are creating delight to the masses. There is a picture by the Maharaj, the one man has fallen in a deep well and he's crying, saying, so another man drops a rope. But he catches it and says, carry it. Then he will not carry it, catch it. Then how can he drop? So, Mattam Parakanam Nanya. There is nothing more superior than you. We are doing the same thing. But you are searching after God. You are. Some of you are disgusted that there is no God. But here is God. thank his name, and thank his address. Thank you. But the daily activity, everything is there. Then God. But we started this to come out just before my background is history. So when I register to society, somebody suggested that why not bring his God conscious? And no. I want to. He denied me. What is God? God, they have got different conception. But here is God. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. That is the Lady Vinyasa. Krishna is Supreme Krishna in your body. And when he was present, he proved it that he is the Supreme Krishna in your body. So, we have not introduced any new system of religion. It's not a fact. We have simply blessed, administered the same thing which was spoken by sub-nation. That's all. 5,000 years ago, Krishna said that there is nothing the more superior authority than me. Here it is, eh? The old Krishna said, Sata dharma gulta jamame kam saranam. It just surrendered to me. Krishna said that surrender unto me, and we are speaking surrender unto Krishna. Krishna said, that I am the origin of everything. Aham karma satava, matta karma pravartai. We are speaking the same thing. That the origin and source of everything is Krishna. We are challenging scientists also. They are of opinion that life has come from matter. And we are challenging, no. Life and matter both have come from life. This is our challenge. The originally life. Originally Krishna, life, not matter. Matter has come subsequently. Kāvār viṣṭhāvāsaṁ man is not a new movement. It is the old movement, at least historically, 5,000 years old. And we have got so many books. We have, out of 60 volumes, we have published only about 12 volumes. So it's a great tradition, Srimad Bhagavatam. So everything is there. Nothing new. We have got to make a new system of religion. It is already there. Simply, as people may kindly understand it. That is all.
What happens when similar statements are made by other people? That we have their own God, which is limited by existence. And someone else says, no, we have our own existence. Someone else says, no, all those three systems we do not agree with. We've got our own existence. What's going to happen to that?
That is Palena Policia. System which is accepted more, very simple. You can present some other system. But it is their spirit, which system is more accepted by the king, by the master of the people. Very successful. Palena Policia. And if somebody says that I am of my own God. And someone else says, I am of my own God. But this is a fact, God is one. And he may call by different name, that is a different thing. But God cannot be manufactured, that he manufactured your God, I manufactured my God, he manufactured his God. That is not God.
That's exactly what is happening.
That's happening, that is another thing. We are talking of the principle. God is one. God cannot be two. Then there is no meaning of God. Now, he finds present Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you delay it, then he'll have to present your God. Now we have to consider who is actually God. It's like I talked with Professor Potocki in Moscow. I asked him, where is the difference between your communist philosophy and our philosophy? The communist philosophy, they have created their own God, Lenin. Lenin is there. He has changed in Moscow.
That's right.
So I told him that you have created your own God, Lenin. And we have got our own God, Krishna. Now, the principle of accepting somebody as God is there in your philosophy and in my philosophy. But that is another point. Your communistic philosophy cannot avoid the conception of God, the leader. That's why in Buddha philosophy, there is the perfection of God, and Lord Buddha.
No, that's not correct. Because we do not think the Buddha, in fact, when the Buddha preached his atheistic philosophy, that's why he was termed a nastika, a vasala. We do not believe in a God. He said, Panya Mister. And God Buddha is an incompatible.
If you follow the leadership of Buddha.
Leadership, that's correct.
So that is our point. Leadership, God means the leader. According to David Indian, God made the supreme leader. Nitya Nitya Ram Chetana Chetanaka. He is the chief living entity. Vaya Bhasena Prakriti Shivate Sacharatanam. God made the supreme leader. So leader you have to accept. That is the conception. Either you select Buddha or Lenin or somebody else, you have to accept or leave it at all. That is your business. So, our philosophy is that Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is the Supreme Leader. And we are to obey his orders. This is our philosophy. If you do not obey the orders of Krishna, if you obey the orders of Arjit or somebody obeys the orders of Lenin, the principle is there that you have to follow the orders of somebody. Now, you see that Lenin, Krishna, Buddha, then Gandhi, that is a different thing. But the principle to accept one leader and follow his leadership is there everywhere. That body can change. That is not possible. So the professor could not give me any answer. The leader we have to accept. He cannot do anything independent. You have to accept. That is our constitutional position. That we have to follow someone. Now he is less. Holy self. If you have fallen into the most perfect, then you become perfect. And if you are fallen less perfect or imperfect, then you are imperfect. This is our thing. You have to follow something. If your leader is perfect, then you are perfect. If your leader is not perfect, then you are also not perfect.
How does one find out?
That is another thing.
Yeah, that's a very important thing.
Yes. That is another thing. Our philosophy is God is the most perfect. Otherwise, he cannot be God. So you follow God, then you will be perfect. So, Krishna is teaching personally. He accepts Krishna as God. And if you follow Krishna's instruction, then you become perfect. Very deep. Simple.
But he says,
if you feel that Krishna is not perfect, somebody is perfect. He follows it.
But he believes is that incomparable fish. And peace everlasting is the most perfect.
These are items. These are items. First of all, you have to follow a perfect leader. Then whatever he says, that's perfect. So that peace, you have given a definition of peace. You start giving definition of peace. Bhoktaram yadvatabhusam sarvalokam ahiksaram sridam sarvabhutara yata ma shanti vichya.
I am the provider
of all the locals, sarvalokam ahiksaram sridam sarvabhutara. I am the friend of everyone. Bhoktaram yadvatabhusam, and I am the enjoyer of all creative activities. Jasta, when one knows me like that, he gets that. This is the Shanti formula given by Krishna. One has to accept Krishna as the supreme angel because he is the provider of everything. Therefore, he should give that. And because everything belongs to him, he also belongs to him. So, Sri Ram Sarvabhutana, he is friend of everyone. So these three things should be understood. Krishna or God is the supreme angel. He is the supreme provider. And he is the supreme friend of everyone. Then he is. If you understand these three things only, then there is come. Otherwise, there is no possible to have come. Now, how it is, fact, that is a subject matter of discussion. But see, Krishna says that Sarvaloka Mahesha, I am the provider of all the lokas. And now, study yourself. Who is the provider? We are claiming provider. Nation. English man, they are claiming this land belongs to the English people. Others claiming this land belongs to the American, Indian, like that. But are they actually the proprietor? Take for example, the American land, 200 years ago or so. How many years ago? 400 years ago. The land was there. The Europeans migrated there. Now they have to fight. So 400 years ago, who was to fight? This is great history. The land is there. The ocean is there. Everything is there. We sometimes claim that I'm the professor, he is the professor. But this is lying there. We got 20 professors. We have 20 professors in God, Krishna. Ishava, Kundam, Sarvam. Everything is owned by him. The Supreme Ishvara. Ishvara, Bhava, Krishna. So, if we study Krishna easily, then we find God is the proprietor, actually. He is the creator, then he is the proprietor. And because he is the proprietor, he is Brenda Hall. Actually, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Vibhesa Srimatishtha. Ishvara is situated in any one part as Paramatma. And he is giving us good counsel. We are not abiding by that, we are devoting carefully and subtly. Otherwise, he is giving us good counsel, good advice. So, this formula says, Bhoktam Jagadavatam Sadhurupa Hishtaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam. If we accept God or Krishna as the Supreme Friend, then whatever advice he gives, if we follow, then happens. There is no reason. He said, Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam bhaja. If you do that, you can wait. What is the reason? From historical point of view, of course, no, I mean, say, religious literature is older than Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken by the Supreme Lord personally 5,000 years ago. But the whole thing we are presenting, everything, our Bhagavad Gita is there for men, Bhagavad Gita is without any interpretation, without any additional person. No, we don't have it. If we make additional person, then we are the authority of Bhagavad Gita. We don't do that. And that is truly effective. Those who are taking according to the instruction, they become happy. Practice. Without any consideration of time, country, people, anyone, just something, and you become happy. And they are not expected to undergo very serious kind of activities. Neither pranayama or yoga, there are no. Simply I advise them in this deep chant Hare Krishna, it's kingdom. They chant. It's very easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, it's kingdom. It takes about 2 hours. And then refraining from 4 kinds of sinful activities. Illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, maybe. This much they are following activities, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, taking prasada, there it is. Anyone can take it. You can't do it on the car. Anyone. They are given something.
It's not that
God has to understand man.
No.
All mind is disciples. Here is the Yusta. Here is the Sannyasi. Here is the Brahmachari. So all together, they are serving the same purpose. Are you getting good result? You have seen our lovely outside? I also, since I just say, I was not watching. But then I does not accept any more material. He goes back to Krishna. Prakta-deham punarjanva-naiti mana. He comes to me. So you cannot go to Krishna unless you have your spiritual body. Thus, the spiritual world and Krishna, they are all spiritual. So you cannot enter into fire unless you are fire. So you have to revise your spiritual body, spiritual consciousness. Then after giving up the body, you enter the spiritual world. So, Lord Buddha did not speak anything about the spiritual world. But his philosophy is saying that this man is material, is nirma. Nobody has preached that you become happy here. Either Lord Buddha, Lord Krishna, or Krishna, or anybody, Shanta, nobody. But modern, materialistic people, they are thinking that we can become happy by adjustment of our material condition. Then that's what.
They want to have the cake and eat it. They want to have the cake and eat it. They want to have two paradises, one here and one there after.
Yeah. No, they have no idea of any other paradise than this world.
Which you ask is the food paradise.
I am putting that Professor Prakash. He said, Sanity, after this body, there is no life. That is it. Answer. This is the primary teaching of spiritual life, that we have got next life. Tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti. Dehāntaraṁ. After you have this body, you have to accept another body. This is the first lesson of spiritual education. that they do not understand the first lesson. What is their thing to understand? They ignore the Tathāve hi kumā yogunam jaya. Tathāve hantaranta. Hīrattatam. The hantaram prāpti, they do not understand. That is very easy. That I am the hunter, I am changing my body. I was a baby, I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man. So I have changed so many bodies. But I remember. I was a child, I remember. I was a boy, I remember. Therefore I am existing. My body has changed. Simple truth. Similarly, when this body reaches, I exist. Where is the difficulty to understand? But this plain thing they cannot understand. And their party has educated philosophers, scientists. This plain thing is there, they cannot understand. The brain is so dull. The body has done party. As I have changed so many bodies. I exist, I remember, I have this form. So I may forget. Suppose in my babyhood, what was the feature of my body, I do not know. But there was. My mother knows. She can explain. My child, you are like this, you are like this. So forgetfulness is also not that I did not exist. I may not remember my last part. That does not mean I did not exist. So forgetfulness is my nature. I cannot remember even what I was doing exactly this time, yesterday, if somebody asked me. I can generally say that I was sitting, but actually what I was doing, I have to remember. So the forgetfulness is our nature. Because I have forgotten. That means forgetting. Just like in dream at night, when we get another body and dream and how are we go somewhere and talk with somebody, we forget about this body. And again, when I come to this body, I awaken, I forget the dreaming body. So every day I am forgetting. At night I am forgetting this body, at daytime I am forgetting my night body. So forgetfulness is not the basic principle of knowledge. The things that there, we have to study. The body will change, but we are as living entities. We are existing. Na hamnate hannamane shari. This is one part by authority. Na hannate hannamane sarive. After it doesn't this body. The soul is not this body. The soul continues. We accept another body. Now, what sort of body we have to accept? That is the conflict. Jyanti deva bhuta vivaan kitrin jyanti ishita. Bhute jajan bhutani bhaktani nohi jyanti ma. So about the next life, change of body, you can prepare yourself. Jyanti deva bhuta vivaan. If you prepare your life to go to the higher planetary system, the moon planet, the Venus planet, there are thousands and millions of planets, you can go. Jānti deva bhuta vivaan is clearly stated. Jānti deva bhuta vivaan. Pitri jānti pitri bhuta. You can go to the pitri lok of planets. Or bhutejya jānti bhutani. If you want to remain here, you can remain. Madhyādhi bhuti jānti mā. And if you like, you can come to me. Everything is there. So, next line there is, I will have to accept a body, and there are 8 million. in prefer. But Krishna says that whichever body we accept, it is subjected to the four miserable conditions. Past, death, old age, and disease. Even Brahma, he has gone millions and millions of years, division of life. But he still has to die. Say, any night in the material world, you have to undergo the material tribulations, birth, death, old age, and disease. Yes? And life may be for a few hours, and my life may be for a few years. See, it is a question of hours and years, but one has to die. Therefore, Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punarabhati. Even if you go to the Brahma Loka, the topmost planet, there also you'll have to die. And even accept another body, it is not gone. Madhyama Bhavyasa Madhyama. But if you come to me, then you don't come back to accept the material body again. So why not try for it? If I have to endeavor for my next second life, so why not accept the supermost life, eternal life? That is insane. And that is our Krishna consciousness, my friend. That you try in this life to get back your spiritual life and come back to Krishna, the eternal form. And this is the peace in the eternal. In the struggle of Sankara day. Clear. It's not do have local residence there. So anybody?
Thank you very much. आपने कह दिया खा जाएंगे
from you, all the resources, and then I kill you. But this,
for no other reason but for greed.
Yes. Then, I was telling that this little test needs a small cry, not very much. But because they are taking everyone, so many slapper has happened. It's a given, little. And we can be guilty by other things. So many lives are there. Can you do your most philosophical activities on Ahimsa? You can feed them. That should help us also.
If they only want to use their minds, Mano Bhupam Dhamma Dhamma Mano Siddha Mano Maya Manasaja Paditena Bahatajiva Karotiva Tako Mam Sukhamam Leji Kakkajiva. Mind is mind. If you can make people use their minds,
so therefore your mind can give you mind in Krishna. Dabai Mana Krishna Padaru Dinda Bhaja Vultum Chapadaru Dvanda.
Mind has to be engaged on the Buddha, feet of Krishna, and draw only glorifying Krishna. Then things will come out of place.
But many people are acting more on emotions and feelings than on their mind. Mano, manas, manu is disappearing with many people except to make some money. So,
only everything has two sides, black side and bright side. We are interested in the bright side. Black side we can point out. But anyone who is sincere, he will take the bright side. Satya Adhmavichan doesn't enter the palm. There is rule and law, fault and good qualities. So those who are sajja, they take the good qualities, even their qualities. Then the gradual things will come out. But if we accept God, God is all good, then all good qualities automatically manifest. Just start with bhakti, bhagavati, ahimsa. That's why you make up the samapati, sura. All good qualities manifest. If you remain in the path, you will never want the qualities acquired. If you remain in the samsara, you will become quark. Because sun is warm, so you acquire the quality. So if you remain always in Krishna, then you acquire the quality of Krishna. So God is all good, that's why I become good, by association with God. It is very simple, isn't it? God is all good. So if you remain always with God, then you will become good. The same example, if you remain with path, you become one, the quality of the path. If you remain with sunshine, you become one. The more you remain, the more you become warmer, warmer, then become hot. Yes? Just like if you put one rod, iron rod, in the fire, it becomes one line, then it is a red hot. When it is red hot, it is no longer iron, it is fire. That's anywhere, it is God. So from Bhagavad Gita being called legal.
From that point, the same many groups also participate in England. In Africa they have many nice fruits, but you can't buy them in Africa. They ship them all to England. Although they're all grown there, you can't get nice fruit in Africa.
Neither the Africans like it.
Yes.
God has created different pushka or different living entities.
But they need to believe that God has created them also for their construction. They need to believe that they have, that God has created the cattle also for their food.
Yes. But that is that cattle food is food for the non-civilized man. If you pray to be civilized, you cannot.
That's what I've been asking people wherever I go. They talk of culture, civilization, progress, development, living standards, education, economy, freedom, lots of things. I ask them to define this. And I ask them, the animals are of two types, the carnivores and the vegetarian. Because the carnivorous looks even fiercer. But where has one found in the forest so many thousands of animals slaughtered and lying at random? But man today, in the name of progress and civilization,
very, very good.
So they have gone according to me, lower than our animals are.
You are not very, very good. In the forest, there is no slaughter. Although they are finding for the time.
This is only the
day. But actually, in India, the meat eaters were always. But there was no slaughter. The meat eaters, they were allowed that you can sacrifice one goat before the God is buried and eat it. That means one thing a month. Prestige. An individual person. But no swallow, what is it nonsense, right? Big swallow. Trade with swallow. This is the, in India, meaning Marvelous people, there was no swallow. Individually, if you like, you can be one animal. No slaughter.
Mass slaughter, no mass slaughter.
But this is from the Western world. This is very nice argument that in the jungle there are tiny more animals, but they don't mention slaughter. Neither they attack unless they are hungry. Otherwise, in Africa, there is a back the all the animals are free, blooded.
All these things, their life is in danger.
Yes.
If one really is
slaughter, that's the difference is, or have or allowed to end last. But, that's another. But the audience is, not that because a lion has got jaws and teeth, therefore he is simply jumping over. Not that. Even in our experience, these ferocious animals, they are not hungry, they don't attack. They don't attack. No. Or you, teeth, pets, lambs, even sensuous is to eat. You know, that is experience. That's it in the warfare. And one man was keeping a lamb and a tiger and playing just like his dog. Just like sometimes God, the palms of the master, there's a gentleman, I said. The same lamb and tiger like that.
Even the carnivores could be trained to be vegetarians. They could easily be. It's only a habit and custom.
But their nature is to eat meat. You have to eat it. That is the one thing. But they can be trained. But not very casual.
If they get really irritated and hungry,
didn't look good.
No, he could give them nice food. They never attack.
In the Bible, also on the very beginning page, there's a verse. After God created everything, the animals and the trees and everything, then He gave a lot of the food to the human society. It said very plainly that the seed-bearing plants and trees of the earth shall be your meat or shall be your food.
Yes, sir.
And it said nothing. Said nothing.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Yes, but later it goes to add something saying, "He is meat and food." You have a difficult discussion. Well, I cry like the Bible. I find problems in the Bible. He says, "Peace will come on earth." Then, even the book. And well, from healthy life.
What do you mean?
As it's 9 years, you say, Arogya Paramalabha, Santutti Paramanganam, Vishwasha Paramanyati, Nibbana.
Yeah.